A reading from the book of Jeremiah. I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The word of the Lord. Surely many of us have either been a victim or observed such whisperings of evil, of bullying, of so-called teasing that hurts. Surely we have seen or felt that awful aloneness when nobody seems to be standing alongside. It is still with us, this scenario where the one who has shown integrity, who has not wounded another, who just seems to be the one the others are jealous of or feel threatened by, or who has just fallen victim to the weak and sinful way of others, is taunted, stoned, backed into a corner. This one has nobody but God, and God is the most and the best of all possible support. This reading from Jeremiah spells it all out and takes us all the way to the end of the story. Can't you just see the mood change from frightened and alone to victorious and supported? From grayish and dark tones to light and bright and joyful. From stones under the feet to warm and comforting sands of love and welcoming. Think of those who in this day and age carry the burdens of victimhood, who live lives of oppression, as many women do, lives of abuse, as many children do, lives of alienation, as many disabled and disfigured do, lives of persecution and homelessness, as many refugees do, lives of injustice, as many imprisoned do. We really could go on and on. But let us hold up all those who suffer in faith. Maybe we are among them. Let us hold hope and patience and confidence that our God is with us, that God's presence is real through the foggy mist and trouble. We will be able to proclaim, they will be able to proclaim someday, that we can sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. We are in Lent. We see in this reading the similarities, the prophecy of Jesus' final moments, filled with all of this pain and desperation. But he has shown us the way, the victory, the resurrection. And again, in all seriousness, our prayers are daily for those who are so deep in despair that they cannot even hope for that day of praise and joy. We can be their uplifted begging hearts, their voices, so to speak, their step towards a better way. God be with them. God hold them for us. For often we and they know not what to do.